Cross Blue Shield Maternity Plus designation coming in about 2-3 weeks ago, I think it was, Sailor. So just how big of an announcement is this here for the Women's Life Center in specific and Newman Regional Health as a whole?
I think the best way to put it is that we it just shows the quality of care that we want to provide for our patients, for our community. Again, it's a recognition that we have, and it kind of just goes on to show the hard work that we go through. And to be recognized, we are honored. And we are so glad that we can provide such quality care to the community around us.
Okay. Well, Bobby, let me start with you, because it sounds like there's a bit of a difference between a Blue Distinction Center and the Blue Distinction Center Plus, which is the level that Newman Regional Health has gained.
Yes. With the Plus, we just recognize that we have expertise in the delivery of specialty care that we provide and that we do it cost efficiently. So,
gotcha. How are patients affected by this, or do they see a different level of care with the different designations?
Well, they really don't notice the difference. It's just that we're providing the high quality care that we do every day. We work hard with our providers and staff to make sure that we're providing evidence-based care, and we're lucky to have a great team of anesthesia, nursing, physicians, surgery staff, and that work really well together.
Okay. Heather, I wanted to ask you, from your perspective, kind of how this, you know, how you see this in action at the hospital, and you know, maybe talk about those different criteria that are involved here with maternity care.
Yeah, it's really just looking at our whole team. I mean, they work so well together, and we, you know, we've started doing simulations with the whole team, not just nursing, and bringing that all of us together, and it's a lot of effort, I think, to get this recognition. I mean, it's not as simple just you apply and get it. They look at every outcome from every delivery. They look at babies' outcomes, mom's outcomes, length of stay. I mean, there's just so much criteria that goes in, a lot of work on the back end that Bobby put into this to make it happen. So it really just does show the hard work. It's not just, they don't just hand it out easily.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like it. Bobby, I was going to ask you about kind of that background work that you had to put in here and some of the conversations that you had with Blue Cross Blue Shield as you're going through this process.
It's really submitting a lot of data, so we're doing a lot of background work of digging through everything and making sure the outcomes, looking at the outcomes of patients, and lots of times they're looking at, like, our evidence-based practices and that we respond to obstetric emergencies, offering unconscious bias training, and we do that on a yearly basis for all staff, that we participate in the Kansas Perinatal Quality Collaborative, which just brings hospitals from across the Kansas to implement best practices, collecting race and ethnicity and language data and submitting that, having a program dedicated to quality improvements in maternal care, and then running drills and simulations, as Heather had mentioned earlier, and doing that with everyone in the hospital, not just the OB floor. So that could be involved.
Gotcha. So this is, it's focused on maternity, but there's also just the general hospital results that are part of this as well.
Yes, the other departments that would get called in case of those emergencies that are trained with us. Yes.
Cool.
And really that, can I just say that Kansas Perinatal Quality Collaborative, I think, has helped us grow so much over the last 3 years. I mean, we just have statewide initiatives now that we're working on. So working on not just only how we treat patients in the hospital, but right now the pushes for the fourth trimester. So making sure when moms go home, they have follow-up, and is their baby going to their appointment? Do they have mental health resources available? So it's really pushed us to think beyond just while patients are in the hospital. So we're working on things before they come in and after they go home.
The fourth trimester is a new concept for me. So
yes.
Is this just kind of a recent push?
It's really a push around Kansas. I mean, really just a push around Kansas to, you know, we've always worried about the fourth trimester, but it's never really been mentioned in that way. But it's really bringing attention to it. We have a lot of moms that their insurance, you know, if they're Medicaid, their insurance falls off and don't go to their appointments, don't go to their follow-up. So it's really making sure there's resources. And we're seeing so much more mental health in moms after delivery, and just making sure they have the care they need. And, because mom, you know, up to 6 weeks, moms can still have high blood pressure or seizures. You know, there's a lot of bad things that can still occur afterwards. So it's also making sure Bobby's been working a lot with our emergency department and making sure those providers are prepared and that we have protocols for when patients do come back in. So I think bringing the OB and the ED physicians together was a great thing we've also done too. So she's done an amazing job.
Bobby and Heather both, I wanted to just kind of shift off of the kind of the list of topics. We got a couple more to talk about here before we wrap our interview up. But the passion that the two of you have is evident, you know, and designation or not, clearly just with the passion that you two have, you know, it bodes well for not only the Women's Life Center, but really for nursing at the hospital, and also really for the patients that come in your care. So I just wanted to note that here as the interview continued.
Thank you.
I did want to get back to the list here. And, you know, one of the things, Bobby, that you'd mentioned here is about racial and ethnic health matters. Question comes up is, you know, what do we see at Newman Regional Health when it comes to health disparities, or at least the work to limit any health disparities that may be out there?
We just try to show our commitment to confronting maternal health equities by doing training, bringing it to the forefront, recognizing it. Every child is unique, and every individual deserves the best care we can offer.
Yeah, well said. Well said. And that's really one of the criteria for earning the PLUS designation. But, you know, this also really ties in, Heather, with a number of other designations that the hospital and specifically the Women's Life Center has already achieved here over the last several years. It's the latest honor, but it's getting to be a pretty long list.
Yes, we are. We recently received, we actually have a new designation, the Birthing Friendly Hospital Centers. That's by Medicaid and Medicare. And that is not just a new designation to us. It's a new designation that they put out there.
In general. Okay.
Yes, in general. So, and then we're also a High Five facility, which we work with the Kansas Breastfeeding Coalition on that. We're a certified safe sleep hospital. We receive the best of the best newborn screening program. So those screenings that all newborns have on birth, and then a part of the Kansas Breastfeeding Coalition. So.
Okay, ladies, I did want to ask you, given the results that you see on a daily basis, plus these recognitions that you're getting, really how proud you are of the work that's being done at Newman Regional Health and specifically the Women's Life Center. Bobby, I'll start with you.
Yes, I'm very proud of the staff, the collaboration we have with the whole hospital, everyone involved, like we said, ED, anesthesia, surgery. You know, it takes a team. It doesn't take one person. So very proud of all of them.
Heather, how about you?
And again, I'm extremely proud. And it's just, I don't know, if we want to give our patients. I mean, a lot of them are our community members, our friends, our family. We want to make sure they have the best care possible. So we're lucky to have such a good team.
Outstanding. This is not an honor that is, as our panel has mentioned here, this is not an honor that is really just handed out. There are two Blue Centers and maybe 10 maximum with the PLUS distinction statewide, including Newman Regional Health. So, and it's also a very impressive statistic that Newman Regional Health is the only critical access hospital that is a distinction PLUS center. So that says right there an awful lot of about the work of the Newman Regional Health Women's Life Center and the hospital in general. Sailor, am I missing anything that we need to bring up here this morning?
No, I think just also pointing out that, you know, they are all very humbled. Everyone in that area is very humbled. And I will say that's, you know, they go to work every day and that's their everyday life. And that's, you know, they go and they do that. And to be recognized for that is something that they should have. But at the same time, it reciprocates just the love and the care that they give and we give as a hospital to our community.
Awesome. Bobby, Heather, anything else you wanted to add?
Yep, I just wanted to mention that our Lyon County Community Baby Shower is coming up on March 27th. So that's a chance for moms to come out and learn about safe sleep. And then we'll have all the, I think we're already up to 13 community resources that we'll be attending. So lots of different organizations that you may not know are in our community for expecting moms.
Awesome. Bobby, anything else you wanted to add?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, ladies, thanks so much for joining us. Sailor, you'll be back in a couple of weeks.
I will. Yes.
Another topic. And, yes. You know, we'll be talking here, too. We'll have an interview with Donnie Bellamy, Cardiopulmonary Services, because of the new outpatient pulmonary. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be talking
more. We'll circle
back. Yep. We'll circle back in a couple of weeks.
We will. Awesome.
Ladies, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks.
Our guests here today, events coordinator Sailor Middleton, also Women's Life Director Bobby Johnson and Chief Nursing Officer Heather Elwood with Newman Regional Health. That's our Newsmaker 2 segment concludes.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. It's 901.
Here's what's happening at the School of Visual and Performing Arts at Emporia State University.